Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. In a way, the Christian moral life seems to be enormously complicated. There are so many things our faith expects us to do, and so many things it tells us not to do. Is there any way we can organize our lives around a certain scheme, where we focus on the most important things, but also make sure we get around to addressing even the things of lesser importance? In other words, can we make a strategy, or even just a checklist, where we put the most important things at the top, and then we try to work our way down to make sure we don't miss anything? Well, actually, we do have a checklist like that. God gave it to Moses at Mount Sinai, and Jesus reaffirmed it when the rich young man asked him what he had to do to make it into heaven. And it's called the Ten Commandments. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The commandments are not just a set of rules. The commandments are given in a specific order so as to help us prioritize what is most important in life, to see the priority of the good things we should pursue and the good things we need to protect, but also in what order. First, we must recognize that God is God. That's number one. And then act like it. So we have to speak of him reverently. That's number two. And worship him faithfully and recognize he's the ultimate source of our happiness. That's number three. The next most important thing in our life is our family. That's why the fourth commandment comes next. And it shows us what we owe our family members. After that, it's life issues. It's number five, don't kill. Then it's sexuality, the sixth commandment, preserving the sacredness and the love between husband and wife. After that, you have to worry about property stuff. You can't steal. That's number 7. Then you have to develop a habit of careful honesty and order in your speech. That's number 8. Then, last of all, 9 and 10, you have to really work not just in doing what's right, but even fighting the temptation to desire what's wrong. That's the 9th and 10th commandment. You shall not covet your neighbor's house or wife or manservant or maidservant or ox or ass or anything that is your neighbor's. That's the 9th and 10th commandment. Actually, the 10th commandment is the one I've never been tempted to break. I've never coveted my neighbor's ox or ass. I've actually never had a neighbor that owned an ox or an ass. Otherwise, I might have been tempted. You have to admit, it's kind of funny. At least there's... God built some humor into the commandments. However, I've always thought it would be nice to have a maidservant. So, there's your list. Start at the top and work your way down.
You have tears in your eyes from laughter.
That's because I'm tired. Okay, then. What should we do with that?
Our Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
People sometimes accuse faithful believers of being single-issue voters, but we aren't. We know there are a lot of issues that face a nation, but we also know how to prioritize the issues. We know that God must come first, that if we become an atheistic nation, we'll have no chance of preserving a just society. Then we focus on building up the family and safeguarding life and resisting the onslaught of public sexual perversion. After that comes stuff about property and money and whatever is subhuman. Towards the end of the checklist comes an economically fair and just system. That's also where we have to remember to protect and cultivate the environment in its God-given beauty and bounty. None of these issues can be ignored. They all matter, but they don't matter equally. And people who recognize the importance of prioritizing shouldn't be slandered by being called single issue. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now the fourth commandment shows that right after our obligations to God come our obligations to family. And initially, at least, our parents. Here's what the Catechism says about the command to honor your father and mother. The fourth commandment opens the second table of the Decalogue. It shows us the order of love. God has willed that after him, we should honor our parents to whom we owe life and who have handed on to us the knowledge of God. In other words, the way the Ten Commandments are ordered, it's the family that is the hinge, the bridge between love of God and love of neighbor. And that's not surprising, since it's in your family where you're supposed to learn both of those loves, how to love God and how to love the people he has put in your life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Love of family is the measure of our love for humanity. G.K. Chesterton points out that only in your family can your capacity to love anyone really be tested. In other situations, we get to choose. We can sometimes choose where we work and with whom. And we can choose our friends and with whom we want to spend time with socially. But you don't choose your parents, or your siblings, or your aunts, or uncles, or children. So, Chesterton says, the best way to learn how to love humanity generally would be to pick a random house, jump down the chimney, and just try to get along as well as you could with whomever you found there. And he says, that's pretty much the situation God puts all of us into when we're born into a family. So it makes sense that the supreme training and the supreme test of your love for your fellow men and women is how well you do in loving your family. And that's why the commandment that comes right after the one about love of God, those have to do with the family relationship. So, how well are you loving your family? And how could you do it better? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were your thoughts on this meditation, on the commandments as giving a priority to our life?
I had a lot of thoughts. They were very all over the place because this was a very good, almost an overview of what we're about to be getting into. Obviously, we've been getting into it, but it's cool to see it in that perspective. And the biggest thought I had on all of this was connecting a point from this with a point from our conversation last night with Xavier over Joseph Pieper's book. What was the book? You know, it's a complicated title. They all are, so don't worry about it. But it's a wonderful book on community, and how else would you summarize that?
I can't remember the name of the book. So Xavier is my son and Teresa's brother, and we come together every Wednesday night for fresh baked bread, and then Xavier's chosen a book, one of a great Catholic philosopher, Joseph Pieper, one of his books on community and society, and we're using that for our rosary meditation for our family get-together.
Mm-hmm. But there was a line last night that was just devastatingly powerful. It was very cool that justice without mercy is cruelty.
That was a stunning line. Justice without mercy is cruelty.
Mm-hmm. Because I think this, A, strikes the core of some people's discomfort with the Catholic Church, or where people can get led astray in the Catholic Church as judge, jury, and executioner. But I was thinking specifically in this meditation what we owe family and how difficult that can be. It is the basis of society, family in itself. And I love this point that is really where we're forged as people, how we treat our family, because we have no choice. But the place of mercy in that, because every time I hear it, I'm always confronted with all of these people that do not have the families that we have, because we are so blessed.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, don't let it go to your head, but you're easy to like.
Hey, we captured that on video.
Yeah. I won't hold up in court. I'm under duress. But I'm being paid to be here. I'm kidding. I'm happy to be here. Blink twice if you need to be rescued. But bringing it back in, I had a lovely childhood. I am incredibly lucky to be part of this family. I know people who are not as fortunate. And it brings into question that commandment to honor your mother and father. Mm. And what do you do if they do not honor you? And some people are beyond wretched. And I was reflecting on that and how those two things conflict in my mind. But at the end of the day, beyond all condemnation we could have for another, no matter what they do, there is mercy.
Yes.
And we're not just called to be just with our family. We're here to be as merciful as a martyr. in the sense that the saint that came to mind for me, I recently discovered, because we've discovered Saint Germain, the drink.
Yes.
And at some point I wondered, who is Saint Germain?
I honestly don't know.
Because actually, so Saint Germain isn't the liquor. Is it a liqueur or liquor? Spirit. I don't know. They're all complicated. But it's named after a region in France. It's not named after the saint, but obviously the region is named after Saint Germain. And Saint Germain was a little girl who grew up in France, and she has the saddest story, but so humble. I can't remember the exact details of it, but essentially either it was her stepmother or maybe, I think it was her stepmother. Maybe it was like a, some kind of deformity she had from birth, but her stepmother hated her for it and cast her out of the house. They had many other children, but Saint Germain lived outside of her family home, like essentially just on the streets for years, watching her family from a distance, watching them play with their kids, raise their kids, love their kids. She wasn't like the first or the last. She's just one of those children cast out. It's a very, very heartbreaking story. And people said that they would still see her every day walking to mass. And they said that on days where the river was too high, she would literally part the waters to walk to mass every day. That she was still very, very faithful. And I'm sure, considering that she is a saint, there was a lot of mercy there, that she wasn't cursing or hateful of her family. No matter how evil or wretched, even if they cast you out, there was still mercy in her heart. But if she can be stronger than that and essentially be a martyrdom to that mercy, that she eventually did die just from living out in the elements for years as a child, that if she can do that, it's not really about what your family is like.
Yeah.
Because you're not called to enjoy a perfect family, even though sometimes we are lucky to have that, or even to make those people likable. But even in the case of, I think of the extremes in these kind of arguments, even if your kid is a serial killer, maybe the thing you have to do for them is make sure they get into a mental ward or something, or even in some cases, making sure they end up in jail is the best thing you can do for your kid, and go visit them and pray for them. But there's never a point, no matter how evil someone becomes, that you can abandon them because they are evil.
Right.
That's not just, well, it might be justice,
but it's not mercy.
It's not mercy, and that's not what we're called to.
Well, and the hardest form of mercy might be not becoming, it's fighting the temptation to be resentful and to give forgiveness.
Yeah.
And then often people will say to me, but what if you've been really hurt? Mm-hmm. And then the question has to come back, well, what are you looking for? Are you looking for permission to hate them? And what do you really want for them? Do you really want them to go to hell? No. Okay. Then we have to forgive.
It's a hard one. I think here's my question. This will be more of an interesting debate now. I've been struggling to understand the line when it comes to forgiveness, because I feel like you can want forgiveness and not feel it.
Oh, well, you don't have to feel it.
Just pure.
Yeah, no, this is a good, we have to make this is a good distinction you're coming to.
I think it's too big of an ask to tell people, feel fuzzy feelings about that person.
No, you're getting to a very important point, and that is forgiveness is not a feeling, it's a choice. It's an act of the will where we say, I feel I have been hurt. I feel hurt, yet I'm making the choice to forgive. And if you don't have the power to make the choice to forgive, turn to God and do what Jesus did. Jesus turned and said, Father, forgive them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And we can do the same. But by turning to God and saying, Father, you forgive them, that's a prayer. And then that prayer starts to open up our heart so that maybe we can make the choice to to forgive. And here's the key. The more we think and do the right thing, the more our feelings will come along. So if we keep thinking forgiveness and keep giving forgiveness, eventually we feel forgiveness.
That's good. That's very comforting because I've been very nervous about that feeling. I haven't had a lot of opportunities to resent or withhold forgiveness. But once that actually came about, I was really stricken by the fact that I wanted to feel forgiveness. And I was frustrated. And I spoke many times with friends saying, how, like, I want, from the Catholic perspective, I want to forgive, but I can't feel it. And that was very frustrating, but I think that is very powerful to hear.
Yeah. We think the right thing and we do the right thing, and then later we will feel the right thing. It's a good distinction. Well, thanks for the conversation.
That was incredible.
That is a powerful line, that justice without mercy only leads to cruelty. And maybe the greatest form of mercy is to fight resentment and give forgiveness before you feel like it. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.